Jerry Simpson, Jeff Allen, Eric Messner, Thomas Penny, Stephen Carpenter, Scott McCormick, Terrence Aselford, Michael John Casey, Kimberly Gilbert, Sonny Lasky, Barbara Pinolini, Dylan Lynch, Nathan Bennett, Christopher Grayville, Tim Carlin, Drew Kopis, David Coyne, James Konacek, Ken Jackson, and Ren Casey.
Kai stared into the darkness. She had not slept well since the battle, and worse after the assassination attempt. Though she'd instructed her implant to put her to sleep, once more she'd wakened early, exhausted, her bed soaked with sweat. Once more, the faces of her dead had loomed over her as she slept. Once more, their sad or accusing expressions had melded with remembered sounds, smells, sights. She bolted upright, heart pounding, and flicked on the bedside light. The top sheet of a stack of plasfilms, its edge waving in the air current from the air vent, flicked not quite rhythmically against the handle of a mug. She lay back against the pillow, trying to slow her heartbeat, but her thoughts raced down one mental corridor after another, banging into walls and closed doors, whirling and racing another way. Her father. She hadn't told him. She hadn't confided.
What would he think?
Her mother. Her father's view of her dead mother's face in the swimming pool, his reaction to it, all still lay embedded in the implant's synthetic memory. She had considered deleting those cells, but couldn't bring herself to destroy the last memory, the last sight. And now the others crowded in. Gary Tobai, who had died to save her. The enemy spy murdered by his masters right in front of her. And now all those on vanguard. She had a list of the names. She had made a list of the names, and now her implant fed them to her one by one. Those who had been with her from the beginning, like Lee and Mihar. Those who had joined later, and later still. She named them all.
Even Teddy Ransom, that romantic fool. Why am I still alive when so many good people are dead because of me?
It felt as if a whole universe of virtuous dead were crushing her into their scorn, their anger. They had been brave. They had been steadfast. They had been loyal.
I led them to their deaths, and yet I lived.
Once, she might have taken refuge in her faith, her family's legacy of belief in the harmony of the universe, the sweet cycle of color and sound that she had been taught from childhood would sustain her in any trouble, calm her. But she had lost that faith some time back, when she could not visualize the cycle of colors that had always worked before.
Because I've killed. Because I enjoy killing. Because I enjoyed killing Osman Vada.
Do not judge. We are Sephiric Cyclones. We do not judge. We do not create disharmony.
That was silly. Her mother judged all the time. She judged people by their clothes, their education, their professional qualifications. But that was different. She'd been told it was different.
We are not exactly pacifists. We agree that self-defense may be necessary, but we take no pleasure in violence.
One of many lectures she and her brothers had received after someone came home with cuts or bruises from mock battles in the Tick Plantation. Kai and San had privately agreed that grown-ups must be very different indeed. Neither of them could imagine not enjoying a clod fight. But now she, Kai, had taken such pleasure in violence as an adult. She had killed up close. She had blown up ships. Ships like the one she had lost. She didn't even know how many people had died because of her. And that some of them were bad people who had spent their lives hurting others didn't make much difference this dark night. She shivered.